Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Today, it's easy to quickly look up any kind of recipe online. But before the internet, people frequently called Milwaukee Public Library's Ready Reference to get help finding recipes. Librarians clipped recipes from the Milwaukee Journal over the course of 20 years. Today, it's a digitized collection called the Historic Recipe File, a searchable database that holds over 5,400 recipes. So if you're interested in recreating State Fair cream puffs at home, or you want to make cabbage crust spinach pie, the recipe file is a great place to look. Library Services Manager Christina Gomez joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to share more.
So what is the historic recipe file, and how was this compiled?
Yeah, so the historic recipe file is actually a collection of hundreds of recipes that were clipped between 1960 and 1980 by librarians at Milwaukee Public Library, and they clipped these recipes directly from the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel. We would get lots of calls here at the library, people asking for these recipes, you know, before the internet. So we decided to collect all of these so that we could share with people via phone.
As you mentioned, it's one of the things we take for granted on the internet is instant, you know, access, and you can look up information, recipes. But thinking about a librarian double checking a newspaper clipping for someone is really endearing to me, like at the Ready Reference Desk, ready to answer recipe questions.
Yeah. And they were super popular. You know, we've always had cookbooks, but folks were really into the recipes that were published in our daily papers here in Milwaukee. And a lot of them actually were recipes from local restaurants, things that had relevance to our region. Actually, one of my favorites is there was a recipe for the State Fair cream puffs. So that was a really popular one as well, if you wanted to try and make your own if you couldn't get to the State Fair. So
as you mentioned, the collection of these recipes offers a glimpse into the foods that were popular in Milwaukee decades ago. What stands out to you about the variety of recipes? I know there's thousands, right? I assume most have mayo in them, but some are pretty standard. But yeah, what does it kind of tell about what people were looking forward to in the papers?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, thousands, right? So we have actually over 5,000 recipes in the collection. What stands out to me is the wide range of international options. I think that surprised me a bit, to be honest. We, of course, have recipes from, you know, German foods, Polish foods, but also West African. I saw a recipe for fufu in there, a ton from Eastern Europe, as well as Latin America. So that's always really fun to browse through. So many with gelatin. I think that along with the mayo, it's kind of like, okay, what were we doing with gelatin at this time? Lots of meats in Jello and things like that. So blast from the past for sure. And yeah, another that stood out to me is the wide range of vegetarian options. That was a bit surprising. I don't necessarily think of that when I think of those decades when I was looking through. Actually, my niece is vegetarian, so I was kind of looking through it. And what kind of stood out to me, there was one for dandelion omelet. And I was like, okay, that would be interesting. If you're into foraging and you grab some dandelions, that could be a fun recipe to explore.
And I also really like that some of the recipes were featured from restaurants that are no longer here, because I think food memory is such a big component of who we are and the cultures we grow up in.
Yeah, it's a part of our history, right? Like our shared history of our city. So I think in that way, it's also a really great glimpse into Milwaukee, like what our community members back then were eating when they went out and what they enjoyed to make at home.
Now, you mentioned a couple recipes. Have you tried making any of them? Do others stand out because they're simply ones you would never try because of the ingredients?
Yeah, there was one with some interesting kind of like game meats, which I'm not super into, like rabbit and other things like that. But I have made one. I actually made albóndigas, which are just Spanish meatballs. And it was delicious. It was very simple to make. I cut back on the lard a bit because that's also an ingredient that appears in lots of these recipes. But it was really good. It was easy to make, easy to find. So I appreciated that.
Yeah. You mentioned over 5,000 recipes. Yes. Is this collection continuing to grow?
It's not. So the librarian stopped clipping the recipes from the paper probably about in the 80s. So right now, that size is what it is, but luckily it's all digitized, so anyone can access it online, and you can search by either like a regional cuisine. So if you wanted to kind of look up what Polish recipes we have, you could find it that way. You could also just search by ingredient. So if you have certain ingredients in your pantry and you want to figure out how to make it, you could also search the collection that way.
And I like the scan digitization of these recipes because it
Yes.
is, in a way, like looking at an old recipe card, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can see actually the handwriting of the librarians at the time. Sometimes they wrote little notes right on the recipes themselves. So that's very cool to look at.
I love it. Well, definitely a lot to explore here, and I might try my hand at one of these recipes. So, Christina,
Yes, do
thank you
it.
so much for sharing more about the historic recipe file.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Christina Gomez is the Library Services Manager at Milwaukee Public Library. She joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the historic recipe collection. At WUWM.com, you can find a link to the recipe collection and explore our past Books and Beyond conversations.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.